Part 3. Directions.
You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 32 through 34 refer to this conversation.
I'm going to drive to the conference next week.
Why don't you fly?
The nearest airport is 2 hours from the center, so flying ultimately takes longer. Plus, I'd need a rental car.
Just be sure you record your mileage so you can be reimbursed. And watch out for bad weather.
32.
Why doesn't the man fly to the conference? How would the man have gotten from the airport to the conference center?
34.
Why should the man keep track of his mileage?
35 through 37 refer to this conversation.
Our server, Gus, said that you wished to speak to me. I'm the manager.
Yes, we waited 45 minutes for our food to arrive, and all of our orders were incorrect.
That's right, and we usually get good service here.
I'm so sorry, and I will talk to Gus about this. Your meal will be on the house, and I will throw in some free cheesecakes.
Thank you.
35.
Where are they?
36.
Why did the men want to speak to the manager?
37.
What will the woman do after talking to the men?
38 through 40 refer to this conversation.
Why should we hire you?
I have 5 years of experience doing the same job in Seattle. I'm a committed employee and self-motivated.
Now, this job would require you to work 60 hours a week. How do you feel about that?
That schedule is not for everyone, but I love dedicating myself wholly to something I love.
38.
Who are the men in relationship to the woman?
39.
Why did the man ask the woman why she should get the job?
40.
How does the woman feel about working long hours?
41 through 43 refer to this conversation.
George, this is Mira. I won't be coming in today. I've got a fever.
Are there any meetings that I should cancel for you?
Just one. It's with Colleen about the new curriculum changes. Tell her I'll meet her as soon as I'm better.
And I'll tell everyone not to bother you on your cell.
41.
Where is the woman?
42.
What is going to happen with the curriculum change meeting?
43.
What does the man promise to the woman?
44 through 46 refer to this conversation.
Is Tim enjoying the university?
He loves it. He's majoring in economics.
Wow, that is a lucrative field. Tony is a literature major. He loves it, but I worry that he won't make a good living. I think about discussing that with him, but my wife thinks we should let him decide his own path.
I agree with her 100%.
44.
Who are the man and woman?
45.
What is the man worried about?
46.
What does the woman think?
Questions 47 through 49 refer to this conversation.
How can I help you?
My computer just crashed. I'm looking for a laptop, but I'm on a budget.
Will you be installing a lot of programs on the computer?
Oh, no. I just use word processing.
Then let's take a look at these models over here.
47.
Why does the woman want a new computer?
48.
Look at the graphic. Which computer is the woman likely to get?
49.
Why does the man ask the woman a question?
50-52 refer to this conversation.
I'm Tyler. I wanted to welcome you to East Publishing. How is your first day going?
It's a bit overwhelming, but it's not the worst first day I've ever had. Plus, everyone has been very friendly.
I'd be happy to treat you to lunch if you're interested. The cafeteria is surprisingly quite good. I love their lasagna.
Sounds great.
50.
Why does the man stop by the woman's desk?
51.
Why does the woman say, "It's a bit overwhelming"?
52.
What is the man's opinion of the cafeteria food?
Questions 53-55 refer to this conversation.
We are out, but I can order it and have it in 5 days.
The birthday party is in 2 days.
We have other works by Dickens like Oliver Twist, or other classic authors like Jane Austen.
I'm afraid she insists on A Tale of Two Cities.
Then I'd visit our Woodbury store. It's no short trip, but the only option.
53.
Where are they?
54.
What will the woman probably do?
55.
Why does the man suggest another store?
Questions 56-58 refer to this conversation.
When we retire, we can sleep in, take trips, and finally have time to finish the house repairs.
Retirement? Thinking about it so soon is going to make the time drag on. Besides, you'll miss working.
I've been working since I was 16. I deserve some relaxation time.
Come on, you're always napping on the couch.
56.
What is not a reason why the man wants to retire?
57.
What is the woman's opinion on retiring?
58.
What does the woman imply when she says, "You're always napping on the couch"?
59-61 refer to this conversation.
I have a 3:30 appointment with Dr. Now. I know it's early, but I was in the neighborhood running errands. Can he see me now?
He is booked for the hour until your appointment. You can wait in the waiting room where there are magazines and a television.
That's okay. I'll just go read at the nearby coffee shop.
59.
What time did the woman arrive at the doctor's office?
60.
Why did the woman arrive at the office at the time she did?
61.
What is the woman going to do while waiting for her appointment?
Questions 62 through 64 refer to this conversation.
Have you got everything that you need for the conference? You don't want a repeat of what happened last time when you went off without your laptop. Have you got your passport and your credit cards?
Yes, yes, stop fussing. Now I will probably arrive late in the afternoon, but then we will be straight into a meeting, so I won't be able to get in touch till last thing. So don't worry if you don't hear from me till late.
I don't mind how late it is, dear, as long as you phone. Don't get too involved with all your friends and colleagues and forget.
62. What didn't the man have at the last conference? When will the man phone? 64. What is the relationship between the speakers? 65 through 67 refer to this conversation.
What seems to be the problem?
I think my computer has crashed. It's completely dead. And since I only bought it 2 weeks ago, I'm very disappointed.
Let's see if I can talk you through it. It's always a bit difficult when you don't actually have the computer in front of you. Is there anything on the monitor at all?
No, I told you, it's dead. I've tried pressing all the buttons and clicking the mouse.
You don't have a power cut in your area, do you?
Oh, wait a minute. It's not plugged into the wall. Sorry.
It's an easy mistake to make, madam.
65. Where is the man? 66. What was the problem? 67. How does the man react? 68 through 70 refer to this conversation.
Hi, Susan. I'm afraid I'm a bit under the weather today, so I won't be coming into the office.
Okay, Ben, don't worry. The meeting has been canceled this morning anyway, because too many people are on holiday. We'll sort out a day for next week to hold it.
Don't book it for Thursday, as I'm going to the dentist in the morning.
Okay, I'll try to finish your Jameson project if I get time.
Thanks, Susan. I owe you one.
68. What is wrong with Ben? 69.
What will happen about the meeting?
70.
Why does the man say, I owe you one?